Hi, my name is Cyril from pinoutpassion.com, and I'm very grateful today to be able to present to you our next speaker on the confidence journey, Tanya Buick, who is a highly qualified and inspired international counsellor, having worked with people worldwide via Skype and face-to-face, with the main aim to help people live a more authentic and inspired life. So she basically will talk to us today about how you can break down any beliefs you might have about yourself, misperceptions, and how you can empower your life to become more confident starting straight away. Thank you so much, Tanya, for having us today.
Thanks for having me, Sorrel.
All right, let's get straight into it. Can you tell us, does our past have any effect on us lacking confidence?
Of course, yeah, definitely it does. Let's talk about the dating scene, because I think that that's a great example of when people focus on the past and then that affects their confidence in the potential of a new relationship. So sometimes we go on a few dates with someone and then after a little while the person turns to you and says, I don't think we're made for each other. And then you buy into that and then you lack some confidence when you go into the next relationship. And if that one doesn't work, then, you know, your confidence keeps on going down and down, where you end up feeling pretty small. But if you focus on all what you see as the bad stuff of the past in past relationships, you're going to decrease your confidence dramatically. So it's wiser to be able to see the blessings in your past and see how they've actually helped you and served you on your journey and not hindered you, because then you get to see how every relationship that you've ever had in the past has ended and actually be grateful for it ending. And that you've never fucked up, because you can't, yeah. The truth is. And that you can see that it's been perfect in your journey. And this way you can guarantee that your confidence in the dating scene or confidence at work or wherever you want to have more confidence, if you focus on what the blessings have been in the past, that you will automatically increase your confidence.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do think that they have stuffed up something in the past and they've done mistakes and they can't really see the blessings in what has occurred. How can they start seeing it from a different light?
Well, so many people have challenges in seeing that they feel like they've fucked up.
Mm.
So, I mean, the first thing is what's between here and here is going to make the greatest difference in your life. So your thinking has a profound difference on how you view the world. So you can look at things as all bad, no good, or you can look at them all good, no bad. Either way, you'll either see life as just chaos and a challenge, or you'll just be on a high and thinking life, there's nothing bad about life at all. You know, it's wiser to see the benefits and the drawbacks in everything that happens in life so that you stay maintained in a balanced perceptions rather than having highs and lows.
Definitely. So I guess just figuring out what positive did you get out of the situation, even if it might have been the hardest thing you've gone through.
Definitely, definitely. Because there's always blessings in crises.
Absolutely. And can anybody have confidence?
Of course, everyone's confident in what is most important to them, because we have a unique hierarchy of values, set of priorities in which we see the world. And so some people that might be business, some people it might be family or social, you know, everyone has something that's important to them. And when you live by your values, you're going to have confidence, because you automatically say that you am, you know, and you can. And your life then becomes aligned with it. So you get to walk your talk and you're disciplined, reliable and focused. Yet you lack confidence when you're living in accordance to your lowest values and you become undisciplined, unreliable and unfocused, and you hesitate, procrastinate and frustrate. So you stop walking your talk and you actually end up limping your life. So kids are such a great example of this. I've got three beautiful stepkids. And if I ask Will, he's now 10, if I ask him to teach Jasmine to play the guitar, he just gets his guitar, he goes straight down and he can start teaching her. And he says, you know what, I can do this, no problem. But if I ask Matthew, who's 9, to play the guitar and teach Jasmine, he'll say, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
He just, it's not in his value system. But if I asked him, can he teach Jasmine how to play soccer? Love it. He'll teach them, you know, he could teach them all day, because he just says, you know what, I'm a leader in this, I can do that. And he has confidence in it. So adults are exactly the same. when you try to live in someone else's values or try to do something that's of a lower value, it's going to be tough and you're going to lack confidence. But as soon as you align your life with your values, your confidence will dramatically increase.
Absolutely. So just get rid of the things that are not important to you, focus on what you really love, and your confidence will skyrocket.
Yeah, just be able to see that the things that aren't serving you, if you can see how they do serve you, your values will shift and you'll also increase your confidence as well.
Definitely, definitely. And can there be underlying issues with confidence as well?
Oh, of course, definitely. I was recently working with a young lady and she was quite shy and timid and she lacked a lot of confidence within herself. And as we peeled back the layers and dug deep about what she was fearful of, we actually found out and uncovered that she was actually afraid that people wouldn't be interested in her. It's funny how we work, right? Everyone, you know, everyone would be a little bit different, but this is what was for her.
Yeah.
And all I did was ask her if she had a time where people were uninterested in her, how could that serve her? It's such a simple question, but has such a profound impact. Mm-hmm. Because as we dug deeper and found out how it was actually serving her, she actually realized that through people not being interested in her, she actually then became more interested in them. So she asked more questions and she got to find out more about how people worked and what they were thinking. And because of that, she then got more connections and in her work, and she learned a lot, which was actually making her money in her business. So, wow, you made that link. Yeah, yeah, incredible. So she then flipped, and instead of seeing being shy and timid and lacking confidence as something bad, she actually thought, wow, you know what? If I then get to listen to more people and get to hear their story, and that's helping me to make more money, well then, I'm glad that I've got this. So we've got to remember that it's your thinking and your perceptions of what's going on that has everything to do with your reality. So if you change your perceptions, you'll change your life.
That's great. So the question that you asked was, whatever she perceived to be the case, which was in her case, people not being interested in her, what the issue is and how is that serving me? So it's basically flipping everything that everyone's ever taught us about anything.
Exactly, because as a counsellor, you know, I was taught you gotta, you know, focus on their feelings and get them to tell the story and you know, see, you know, get them to come out of their own challenge.
Yes.
But the thing is, when you're in the forest, it's harder to get out of the forest.
Absolutely.
But if you ask one question, which is a simple question, it will make a profound difference.
Definitely. And what if someone is lacking confidence right now? What can they do to improve it, to get more of it?
Let me tell you a story. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I remember years ago, you wouldn't believe it, but it's true. About probably 5-6 years ago, I was quite a recluse. I hardly ever went out. And anytime friends would actually ask me to come out, I would find every excuse under the sun to go out and socialize because I just found it really difficult to engage with people and actually difficult to have conversations and difficult. I just felt awkward.
Yeah, that's very different to the Tanya I know now. Very.
I know. So it was so interesting because I used to get in my car and drive, and as I'm driving, I would make it halfway or maybe a little bit further, and then I'd turn around and come back again.
Wow.
I just found it so difficult. Yeah. I lacked a lot of confidence when it came to social environments. And all I did was, when I started to come in the journey of understanding how to change my perceptions, that I asked that question, well, what am I most fearful of when I go out and socialize with people? And I looked at what I was afraid of, and the thing was, I was afraid of people rejecting me. I was afraid of saying something stupid. I was afraid of not being heard. And so I listed everything I could possibly think of about what I was most afraid of about being in social environments. And then I just asked, you know, if that was the case, how would that serve me? So if people rejected me, how could that serve me? If I said something stupid, how could that serve me? If I felt like I wasn't being heard, how would that serve me? And I just kept on asking the questions over and over again until I just started chipping away at all the things that were in the way of me having more confidence when it came to social environments. Mm. And now I can easily stand up in front of rooms full of people and grab a microphone and talk all day long because I don't feel that I lack confidence now in that area. Mm. But yeah, I sometimes feel a little socially awkward, but I embrace that now. It's not something I retreat from. Mm. So I believe anyone who is experiencing any kind of confidence issues, if you really just dig deep into what is going on for you and what your top fears are and you work through them, that will make a profound difference in your confidence.
Absolutely. And Tanya, you mentioned a lot about perceptions and, you know, changing your perceptions. A lot of the time, I think people do just play a story over and over in their head more so than that being the truth. Would you find that to be the case?
Well, yeah, definitely. A lot of people, when you stay in your head, you then, you know, you get stuck, don't you?
Yes, definitely. So happens all the time.
So if you just had a set of questions that you could ask yourself to get unstuck from that. And that one question that we've been kind of going over a few times now is, how is it all serving me? Will make a profound difference in shifting your perception to give you a different result.
What would I need to do to change my thinking to be more confident?
Okay, so everyone has confidence when you step outside yourself and you think big picture. So when you stop thinking about yourself and you start thinking about other people around you and what gifts that you can then offer to the world and to them, that you'll increase your confidence. Because the truth is that everyone's confident in what they feel like they know a lot about and unconfident in the things that they don't know. So if we imagine that for a moment you had to get up and speak and you had to speak about a topic, let's say astrophysics.
Oh, yay.
In front of professors. I think the majority of society might say that they would lack confidence in that and not really have a clue on what they're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Yet, if we had to stand up in front of a group of 9-year-olds and talk about something like any topic, choose a topic.
Flowers.
Flowers, but you could easily do that. So it's a matter of then who you're comparing yourself to around who you're comparing yourself to. Because I remember that the other day I was, Jasmine, who's 5, she was playing soccer. She's just learning to play soccer at the moment. And there was this other girl on the field and they went out. They're like a little swarm of bees when they're playing because they all just follow the ball around. It's very cute. And as they're playing, there was one girl and she didn't get to kick the ball. And she came running back to her mum who was standing beside me and she was in tears. And she said, "I'm not as good as the boys. I didn't get to kick the ball." And she was perceiving herself to lack a lot of confidence. See, we're no different. When we compare ourselves to others, we're going to diminish and we're going to play small and think that we're not as confident. But if we do that, we end up missing out so much on the life because we're playing small and comparing ourselves. So imagine for a moment that you didn't see any difference between the people around you on your team and your boss or the coach and you. And what happens if you didn't see any difference between the greatest minds in the world like Einstein and Oprah Winfrey and, Richard Branson? That if you saw that you were just as big a visionary as him, as much as a social networker as Oprah Winfrey and just as, you know, a genius as Einstein, but imagine what kind of game you could then play in and what kind of confidence could be as a result of that. So I worked recently with a guy and a gentleman who's about in his 30s and he loved his business and he wanted to expand. So we started to look at where he was just as big as Donald Trump and started to see where he had just as much business savvy skills and he was just as wealthy as him. And within a very short space of time, his business skyrocketed. So rather than just being Australia-based, he's now international and traveling more through work. So I just know that if you start to see yourself as confident and all the traits that you see in other people that are playing on a bigger scale, that your life will transform because of it and your confidence will skyrocket because of it.
Definitely. So instead of comparing yourself to others and thinking that we don't have what they have, we can just say, actually, well, we have what they have. We all have been born with the exact amount of traits, and we all have the greatness within ourselves. But I think a lot of people just play the story over and over again, saying, you know, I can't be that person, I can't have this, but truly we actually all have the ability to do great things in the world.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was Plato that said all learning is recollection. So I believe that we all have the ability for greatness, for something, to do something magnificent with our life. And it's just that when you compare yourself to others, you don't have that, you decrease your ability to do that. So wasn't it... Marilyn Williams, who said that it is our light that we're most afraid of, not our darkness. And so when someone can truly stand in their lights and can truly play in a bigger game, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that, but there's so much reward as well. And you can definitely increase your confidence seeing that there's no difference between you and the people around you.
Absolutely. It's just, it gives a much better perspective on life instead of, you know, minimizing yourself. You can just finally allow yourself to be you because you're great just as you are.
Exactly.
Perfect. So Tanya, if anybody wants to find out more about the work that you do, how can they do that?
So they can log on to my website, which is counselorsofwisdom.com, and there's lots of information on there. Excellent. Lots of resources as well to empower your life.
Brilliant. I've read through a lot of them and they are actually sensational. So really, really good tips there. If you've enjoyed the interview today, make sure you jump onto Tanya's website and find out more about what she's got to share. Tanya, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sorrel, and I'm very grateful to be here.